On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, we're recording on opening day. I'm drinking some cans of Sox Golden Ale from Goose Island. Nick's rocking his Sox gear. We're talking about all the news and events that are happening in the city, even if we're all still stuck at home. Let's dive in. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And, you know, we were doing our in-person thing, got busy, figured we'd go back to remote this week.
Yeah, you know, some of these Fridays feel like they're just Mondays again. You know, you look up and you just had a week full of Mondays. This was one of those weeks.
I feel that, and I feel like I saw a bunch of people. I like was hanging out with friends, and I was like, I need to limit my people hang out. So let's.
Hey, that's an important stat, and we don't talk about that shit enough. So good job by you.
Yeah. So keep everyone safe, and you know, just keep drinking at home.
Yeah.
So speaking of drinking, what are you sipping on over there?
Man, here's a blast from the past. It's fucking Campgrounds IPA from Pizza Port. So maybe not the beer, but the brewery for sure.
Okay, not a Chicago brewery. They are, what, San Diego?
That sounds about right, man. Brewed and canned in Carlsbad, California.
Yeah, okay.
Hello.
I've been to one Pizza Port in my day. They are similar to what the East Coast has, like those mellow mushrooms, but yeah. They're not a brewery. They're just like a pizza place / beer bar. Pizza Ports, it's almost like a piece kind of thing. I don't know. It's a pizza and brewery.
Yeah. Now, we were talking in the pre-show about their sister project, and I want to say it's the Lost Abbey. Do we have that right?
I'm pretty sure that's right.
All right.
But that those are like their, you know, monk and Belgian kind of beers, and then Pizza Port is their kind of more American line. Pale ales and IPAs, and I'm sure haze now.
Yeah, man, you're right. Port Brewing and the Lost Abbey are the same crew, and it's a split. It's a Unani Hubbard's Cave style split.
Yeah.
What in the fuck is going on with this horn, man?
It's Friday, man. There's no... Yeah. Friday and COVID, no rules, right?
No rules, man. The Lost Abbey, they clean up at Phobab, man. They are... they have 40... What do they have? Not quite 40, but they got 16 Phobab medals.
Okay.
Which is the fourth highest medal count in Phobab history. Right. Can you guess the other three?
I feel like we've talked about this before. Well, Goose Island.
Well, yeah, Goose is clearly one of them. The other two are no.
Pete Crowley probably together with her.
Oh yeah, but you're right. Rock Bottom. Rock Bottom was 44. Goose with 35. Flossmoor Station with 20, and right behind them is the Lost Abbey.
Nice. I would always like the early days of Phobab would get Lost Abbey stuff because the bottles are too expensive to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are great beers. I just don't want to commit to that price point of a bottle, usually.
Yeah. I remember, what is it, my last time at JBF, there was a dinner with Iron Chef Stephanie and Gary Valentine, and Duck Duck Goes was the talk of the, because it was such a polarizing thing. Like, all the nerds were excited about it, but it was technically like wouldn't fit into a category, so it would get kicked out because these guys out at this dinner were all like judges.
Nice.
But yeah, the Lost Abbey, man, they've always been around.
So how's that Pizza Port beer then?
It's classic West Coast IPA, man. This one has Strata, Casimir, and Raquel? Raku?
Yeah, okay. Nice. I'm sipping on. I picked up... So I went over to Goose Island last weekend to get some of that... what was the golden... The ale, the Save the Stage one.
Yeah, Civil.
Civil. But then I also picked up... I picked up some of the Sox Goose Golden Ale here.
Very cool can. Maybe my favorite can.
And
very,
we're recording this on Friday here, and it's technically opening day, right?
You bet your ass it is. game time at 7-Eleven.
Okay.
7-Eleven, Central Time. The White Sox play for real. I think the Cubs are playing today, too.
I think, yeah. So I'm not watching, but I'm drinking in my support for it.
Yeah. Brad's rocking a 312 hat. Brad's got the Sox can. You know, Brad's ready, then.
Yeah, but I'm not ready to watch. I just participate.
I'm ready to support by, lifting this can to my face.
So now with the opening day, like, this is a tasty beer. This is, like, a perfect summer baseball beer. Like, it feels right, especially Friday today. It's hot, so it's, like, this is perfect.
Yeah, I think they were saying they did throw a little oat in there to make it interesting, but they wanted it to be exactly that. Mm-hmm. Just a summer crusher, light summer ale, different from the Colts they used to make.
This would be one of the beers we mentioned in the last episode that they had to pay that fine for, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, because they violated the already existing sports merchandise agreement. And, you know, part of their strategy, AB, when they bought these breweries were have them in, you start to see a theme. They never came out and said it, but the theme was, you know, have it in a big city, make sure they sell cans, right? So that's when Atlanta, L.A., Chicago, right? New York with Blue Point. These were all major cities that already sold cans. Are you fucking kidding me, bro?
The horn is like, that guy, somebody wants out.
We can't have shit, man. We can't even record the fucking pod. God. I hate you!
Sorry. No edits. So I figured I'd pick it up, not because I thought it was a funny story us talking about it, but I didn't want to just go grab one 4-pack, and I needed like another crushable beer to go with the way too much haze I've had.
All right. Yeah, man.
Now you got dogs, you got horns.
Oh,
you got...
God, we can't have shit, Brad. I'm trying to tell you, man. I record this show one day a week, man. We can't have shit.
But with the opening game, you would always go for the merch. Are you able to get the merch like the day of? Are they putting it up for sale on the?
Yeah, man, that's a fair question, man. You know, Sox Fest, which is like the pre-party for the season, they sold all the merch from last season at Sox Fest, so that would have been like February, March. Mm-hmm. But yeah, with the gates closed to the public, we know you got all that merch because their game is strong. Their giveaway game. Probably the strongest in all of baseball, you know?
Yeah.
Very cool giveaways. And then Revolution is there. So then you have to walk up to the Revolution tap room to collect your gift. It's a fun scene. We don't get any of that. How do you train? Where's my Digi Sox promo giveaway? Oh, that's what I need.
Yeah.
I don't need a Digi Fest.
Release the merch.
I need my Digi Sox merch promo giveaway, man.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm not. Knock this back. I got another can here. 5%. I don't know. It's good. I haven't even tried that Civil yet, so I'll probably dive into that this weekend.
Right on. Excited to give it a go. Good to see them churning out, you know, locally inspired summer goodies. Because they would have done the Pitchfork beer by now. So it's cool to see they haven't forgot that that's kind of one of the things they do good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my only beer pickup this past week was some Goose Island, which was kind of surprising for me, but I was just I'll go get those. But you got some other stuff. You picked up some what was that? Other Half Day 2 Day.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, man. Other Half Brewing, Brooklyn, New York. So they, I don't know if they're gonna start distributing here, and I don't even know how big they are. But it was one of the breweries at Half Acres Invitational. What was it? Gone Far and Away. Mm-hmm. And I remember there just being an insane line for Other Half stuff. So there was a drop at, I want to say at least 4 locations, probably more, right? But Bottles and Cans, Beer Temple, Capone's, and Beer Miscus.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but and they all had different cans, you know.
Oh, so you couldn't. You had to like go to if you wanted them all. You had to go to them all.
You had to touch them all. Yeah. So it was kind of weird, out of nowhere. Actually, Beer Miscus is the ones that kind of I noticed had mentioned it. But then when you poke around on your feed, you're like, man, actually a handful of places got this shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, but it's all different shit. So.
What is their, how is their stuff and what is it? Is it mostly haze?
Yeah, it's all haze. Okay. And then a lot of it was session haze. I know they threw that party Pastry Town over the winter, right? It was an invitational for, you know, for those big fruited sours as well as pastry stouts, right? They did a pastry stout invitational in New York. Yeah. Right. And, but I think they're part of that crowd, right? That, you know, that cool kid crowd that's kind of known for, you know, your typical microphone phase three. If you're up in Milwaukee, yeah, yeah, more that is, it's that scene, right? A lot of the breweries 5 years and under are kind of adopting those two as their pillars, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hit you with this fruit and sour, we hit you with these different versions of this haze. A lot of crews are doing that, like almost exclusively.
Man, these the shutdown and COVID got you drinking non-Chicago beers. It's not good for the scene.
What the fuck, man? Yeah, speaking of non-Chicago beers and AB, Wicked Weed, they've got a, what do they got here, man? Fresh Pressed is the name of their weed ale.
So they sent you a little box here, right?
Yeah, it's a cute little box. I actually sent it to Shalana. They didn't even send it to me. They don't send me shit. You know, they had the gold. They had the Old Fashioned inspired beer, Goose, with fucking Old Forster whiskey. I didn't see that. Yeah, I didn't. No one sent that to me. You know.
Well, we're over here talking smack about AB almost weekly.
And now they're like, well, fuck you guys. We're not sending you the stuff.
It's a love hate. We talk smack because we love Goose.
So. And it's no fun if we don't, you know, tell them what they need to hear, man. Mm-hmm. We're not yes men, right? We're here to speak on behalf of the people about the cool shit and the shit that's whack. Like, not sending us this old-fashioned beer with an Old Forester barrels. That shit is whack. But, all right, so, Wicked Wheat. Fresh-pressed Paloma. So, they send you a shot of tequila and a lime and a fucking squeezer.
Just, like, one shot?
It's like 2 ounces. That's okay. A big shot. Okay. Let me tell you who. It was weird because Wicked Weed's from North Carolina, but this tequila's from California. Oh. Yeah, this is Cloudwater, California. I'm sorry. Cutwater, California. Okay. Yeah. So I'd like to know what that connection is, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it's one of theirs.
No, we probably don't have to wonder. That is the connection. So, yeah, it's cute.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're gonna make a little tequila shot with your beer there.
Well, there's some. Yep. Shit, nice. So there's like 5 steps on this thing. We're probably just gonna drink some whiskey.
Oh, cool. Well, so yeah, picking up beers. I'll probably make a beer run and pick something up. This weekend, I don't know. I feel like it's a half acre kind of week for me. Let's see what
it's been a while, right?
Yeah.
They just opened. They just opened Balmoral.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that, Friday we got baseball's happening, but all the bars are back to being shut down.
Today. Due to the spike. So this is the last. This is the The way I get it, if you have a kitchen or a patio, you can stay open?
Or some sort of food license, because Beer Temple has a food license, but they don't serve food. They serve other people's food. But they can stay open. But a place like Beer Miscuous has no food license and no patio, so they cannot stay open.
Damn. But if the three owners of Beer Miscuous all had kids, they could send their kids to school, but they couldn't keep their business open the way they've been doing the last month or whatever.
I guess not, yeah. It looks like Beer Miscuous, you know, they're doing it right. They got face mask and shields going and gloves. Whenever I see Austin on Twitter or any of their stuff, it's like, whoa, you guys are serious over there.
Yeah, and you know, they're super likable guys. I think they're employee owned now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's rough. So even a place, so like I've been riding this bicycle, and there's a bike shop across the street from Hopewell. So I got there is no pickup. You got a curbside. You got to order in advance.
Yeah.
But I guess a place like that, right, with no kitchen, would have to close.
Yeah, they would have to close now.
Even though they're keeping, I mean, I couldn't, you know, and that's a busy strip of Milwaukee Ave where you would like to walk. You could walk up to some places and order coffee, right? Mm-hmm. But you couldn't order a beer. You'd have to get one in advance. And even them doing it that way isn't enough. The inside's not open necessarily. Unless you, without reservation, so it's tough.
Right. If Chicago was to basically let you do open carry or people could grab stuff, somewhere like Hopewell could have like a little window and let things to go. But this new rule, it hurts a lot of bars and breweries like Alarmist. They don't have an outdoor space. They could have opened all the windows and followed those like, I don't know, the rules where you can have people inside as long as the windows are open, blah, 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 kind of thing.
Yeah.
I get why they're closing. We don't want cases to get out of hand. People do make dumb decisions at bars.
Yeah.
And especially if, you know, baseball starting today, everyone would have been at every bar that they could have been at.
For sure. No doubt. No doubt.
So it makes sense. It sucks. The rules that food makes it safer. It's questionable, but okay.
Embrace the police state, Brad.
Yeah.
It's that simple, bud.
Yeah, follow the rules, that's what's been happening here in Chicago with the drinking, I guess. But we got new stuff opening. People are making moves, and that's cool to see.
Good for them, man. I mean, last week it was, or 2 weeks ago, it was the project downtown, Finch. Crushed by Giants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say the Finch Project.
No, I wasn't going to say the Perch. I wasn't going to say that. No, you know, Jesse's project.
Yeah.
Going downtown. But then there's this other one, right?
Yeah. We talked about how to say it. It's opening up in Humble Park. Mm-hmm. Orkney?
Yeah. Okenroy.
Okenroy. And these guys or these folks were at Pilot Project?
That's what it sounds like. So it looks like it's Humble Park's first brewery. And it's the Norwegian O, right? Where they put a
through it.
Yeah. The line's bigger than the fucking O. Yeah.
Nordic traditions.
There you go. Nordic traditions. It sounds like it's going to be just North Ave and Kimball-ish,
mm-hmm.
Right off the 606.
And they're going to have neo-Nordic tiki drinks.
Okay.
So this feels weird. What, you're opening Humble Park as a Nordic brewery? Doesn't seem like the spot for it, but it's
cool. What's the last Norwegian beer you had, Brad? Is Baderbrow? Is that Norwegian?
Is that? The only ones I ever think of are the Nong, those beers. Don't usually get any Nordic beers. I don't, like we've talked about before, I barely drink non-Chicago beers. So me drinking an import is going to be wild.
Yeah, it sounds like Scandinavian sandwiches. There's going to be cocktails, small plates, all sorts of things, coffee.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, they don't have a date yet, but it's definitely a move that's happening. So I think probably sometime this year.
Yeah, a collaborative creative space, much in the way that, because you know what is it, Middlebrow? Middlebrow's not just, they're attracting the brunch crowd, right? They have these bread dishes, they have pizza, right, along with a cool dining experience along with the brewery. The brewery's part of a bigger package.
Yeah, I still never made it to Middlebrow yet. That one time.
We went on a Tuesday after the show and it was closed. So then we walked down to Rocked out of Parsons.
Yeah.
That
was my one chance.
You know, speaking of that, I was riding through there and I saw that Solomon Moth is actually setting up shop on the one block in between Parsons and fucking Middlebro.
Well, when Hobbs was on, he was talking about that a little bit, that they're going to try to open that up in phases, right? They're going to try to have like almost the to-go part ready to go as soon as they could, because this indoor thing keeps getting screwed around. So if you can have to-go option for people there, that would be perfect.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like their stuff. So that ought to be cool. Mm-hmm. Just to, you know, crawlers from Salamos.
Yeah. And then I saw, we've talked about Prairie Craft before, which I assumed they were closed. And I said on the podcast that they were closed. Then after the show, I called and they're like, we're still open.
And it's craft, like the K, like the cheese, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, bruh. All right, that's cool.
But they are now going to be done because Liquid Love is taking over their space?
Yeah, so we've had some chats with the Liquid Love fella, right?
Yeah.
And it sounds like he was at Urban Legend or Missing Legends, right?
Yeah, Whiskey Hill.
Whiskey Hill.
Yeah.
And then he split, and now he's doing this new thing in the space that Prairie Craft was. So that is... Name of that town escapes me, man. It's Northwest. It's off Milwaukee, too, actually. It's near Northbrook. Buffalo Grove. I want to say it's Buffalo Grove.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Tony McGee, the founder of Lagunitas, went to Buffalo Grove High School. Mm-hmm.
So they're hoping to take this over in August. And it just seems like, from their post that they shared on Facebook, that they're just, Prairie Craft is just here. You know, we're out. Buy our stuff, peace.
Yeah, it's in it's a traditional, like, you know, strip mall, industrial strip mall setup. Mm-hmm. We went there once. The CBG did like a Sunday morning video thing there, and you know the whole crowd came out. They had like a chili cook off or some shit there. I mean, it was fine. You know, it's in Buffalo Grove, which is, you know, maybe that's what. So when you get there, you're just like, fuck, I came all the way to Buffalo Grove. But you know, you have to wrap your head around it.
Yeah, I went there once, and there's like nothing to eat over there. They didn't have food.
You should have gone on chili cook-off Sunday morning.
Yeah,
but,
so you're just kind of like, what am I supposed to do? Like next door's a dentist office. I guess I'll have a sample and leave, and then not be too happy because the beers were meh.
Yeah, exactly. I think you're near Wheeling at that point, so you could slide into, you know, that hot dog joint.
Oh, yeah.
There's a super dog on fucking Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what do you pair that location with from a, you know, you could end up in, who are the guys that they, it used to be 8 Mile Trail Brewery. One day
Half trail. Day?
Thank you. Half day brewery.
Yeah.
I don't think that's
that spot's good. All right. That's a good like big restaurant, good hang spot.
I think that's your 1-2 step though. I don't think that's terribly far from Liquid Love.
Yeah. But now Liquid Love, for whatever I've seen on Facebook, they seem to have a kind of cult following with their stuff right now.
Liquid Love's a cool name.
Yeah.
That caught my attention.
Yeah. And whatever they're doing better than Prairie Craft was doing. So, no one was
fucking
talking about.
I forgot about Prairie Craft.
No one was talking about it. So I think this is probably a great move for them to kind of say goodbye and let Liquid Love take it over.
And let's preface this by saying, you know, it ain't the location, because Sean the brewer. Before he was at Ram and fucking Schaumburg, and he was at, you know, he was at some pretty like fucking remote locations, and he was making beer, and people were getting their ass on like Pace buses and driving like 40 miles to go get to his beer. It's not the location, okay? Like, yeah. I don't know, because sometimes we come off to be like oh, we can't bike to it, so fuck it. It's not that. We're not saying that.
Yeah. No, this was, there's not a lot of reason for me to get there.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm interested to try Liquid Love stuff. I think Beer Miscuous has had some of it, and a few places have had their stuff, so very tempted to pick it up.
Yeah, I'm curious. I think I saw some local places posted too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, people making moves. It's exciting. And then I saw, what did I just see before we started sharing? Imperial Oak is opening their second location in Brookfield.
No kidding.
I could not tell you if I've had Imperial Oak or not. I don't even know.
They are already Southwest. I think they're already near Brookfield. That's the Brixies crew. Brixies is Brixies was like, they got like a 4 a.m. fucking liquor license at Brixies.
And pinball machines. Yeah.
Brixies is cool. This is that family. And so Imperial Oak, we had them when we went to Oak Park, they were there.
Oh, okay. So yeah, they're making progress on their new location in Brookfield. So I don't know if they're moving or if it's a second one.
So. Oh, wow. Good for them, man. I mean, you know, you talk to some of these places or even like some distilleries and they'll tell you, hey, you know, this is our ninth, you know, economic downturn. Like there's always economic downturns, right? Yeah. And we've been doing this since March. So kudos to these guys that are letting nothing get in their way. They're just marching forward and, you know, and starting new projects or finishing new projects. It's inspiring, man. You know, it's like, good for them, man.
Well,
you know?
Really, yeah, like the craft beer boom, especially here in Chicago, sort of happened out of the last recession. And it happened because people got fired. They went down a new path, went to a passion. People helped out. They worked for free at breweries. They helped build these things. And here we are now.
Yeah, and here we are. Speaking of new openings, our guy, former guest on the show, Shawnee Mac is at Sketchbook. They're opening a new spot. Our guy, Sean Curry.
The Skokie location.
The Skokie location. So this is Skokie's first ever brewery. So Skokie is, I guess the first location, Nevison, is off the Purple Line. And this other location is closer to the yellow line.
Okay.
And it's, so this looks like a production facility that's going to it's going to complement the current location. Like, I don't think they're moving. I think they're keeping both spots.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's what he said when he was on the show, that they're just moving some of the stuff. They're going to take the stuff that was at Great Central.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And do it over at the production brewery and that kind of.
Everyone said, tell us some funny stories about like dealing with Great Central, like, you know, like how, it's like, yeah, you know, oh, hey, we're paying these guys to make our beer, but then it's like, yeah, there was like this snag, and you know, it's like, yeah, it'll be fixed when we get the one guy that comes in. Where's he? Oh, cool. Where's the guy? Oh, the guy's like a fucking German. What the fuck you mean the guy's in German? It was funny.
Yeah. That's the problem. If you're working with any third-party vendor, you're sort of at will to them, right? If, you know, they get sick or they can't do something, you have to wait. But you need stuff to get out. So I think it's a smart move for them to bring that all in-house. It'll save them money. They can have a little more control over it. So it'll be good. I know we got the email, like the invite thing. We didn't go to the Crushed by Giants preview. I don't know if I'll go to this or be allowed to.
It's tough, man. I mean, if we're doing, Brad, if we're doing first call or last call.
Am I going to make my first going somewhere like an event, like a party? Like, I feel like that's... I should ease into it a little slower.
And you see, like, especially like the Cursed by Giants party, which, you know, looked pretty cool, you know. But everyone hasn't seen each other in a while. And, you know, the 6-foot protocol, like, some of these guys you've been knowing for years. It's something, even if you wanted to do it, it'd be kind of hard to do.
Yeah, like I'm sitting here debating going to a wedding, a family wedding. It's like, well, I can't, not going to go to a brewery and not go to this wedding or, you know, something like that. Like, what are my priorities here? So
that's very true. I'd like to see the space if it's just me and Brad.
Roll in, like, in our like hamster balls.
But yeah, you know, fist bumps, bro. Fist bump.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's really cool seeing everyone make these moves, and it's also really sad that we're not out there, like, I don't know, like, seeing it all happen and talking to everyone and just getting, like, opinions and thoughts on it.
So, I mean, I have FOMO for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm downtown. Shit, I was downtown every day. Well, you know, the day gig was based downtown, so. Like, so especially something like Crushed by Giants, you know. And then, you know, up here in Rogers Park, you know, Skokie ain't that far. Skokie's just a few miles west. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd be all over this under normal circumstances. So, that part. And, you know, seeing other people's picks is cool, but them ain't the picks Brad would have taken. You know, that wouldn't have been, you know, you want to feel it. You want to be there and see it. I want to take my own picks. You know, so yeah, that part kind of sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll make it to all of them someday.
Yeah.
But you mentioned, you said the Oak Park Microbrew. That's coming up, and they're going virtual.
I'm going Digi, man. DigiFest, man.
Yeah. This is pretty neat.
Yeah.
Where is this info about this?
Man, DigiFest, man.
So I did the Friday Flights thing, and that
actually, like, changed my mind about all this virtual stuff, because that was pretty slick. I like the way they all set up.
You got a box of, I don't know, what was it, like 10 beers.
Yeah.
And tasting glasses, and so Oak Park is going to do the same thing, basically. So here's how it works. You buy a ticket, and it includes 15 beers, two festival tasting glasses, and then access to the online music and videos. So you just have to, you pick up your package at some Chicago and Oak Park locations, August 13th and 14th, and then you can join in on the Zoom call for whatever, the interviews or whatnot. Or you just get 15 beers for, what's the price on this? I don't know if it's said. Let's see. It's loading. I don't know, 15 beers isn't that bad to get in a box of, like, random festival beers, right?
Hell yeah. And then there's 77 breweries in Chicago proper. There might be over 100. Oh, but then Oak Park, we talked about it last year when we went. It's the one fest where a lot of suburban cats participate in it. Because even though it's, you know, it's really far for them, it's technically a suburb, and they come out and support other suburban parties.
That was, you know, so it's going to be $45. So about, what, $3 a beer?
Yeah, sounds like it might be like the cost of the fest, right? Like, yeah. I imagine that fest would be that much.
So that's, you know, I might do this, because getting 15 different beers that I wouldn't have picked up is something that's kind of exciting. And what I loved about any festival is just trying beers I would have never. I'm not going to buy, what's the mead, any of the mead stuff. Or I'm not going to go to the pancake place. The pancake.
Flapjack?
Yeah, Flapjack.
In the West Burbs?
So $45 isn't that bad.
Are they? Do they have pancakes in that joint?
No.
We can't have shit, Brad. You know that? We can't have shit.
So that's cool. I think I'm gonna get on this, and also, you know, it's supporting, like, the cause out there.
Seven generations ahead.
Yeah, seven generations. Yeah. So
fully sustainable. You know, they even actually display some of the decomposable initiatives. They there's an exhibit of their initiatives at this party. I want to say that started as a Pete Crowley special, right? Yeah. I think FOBAB at one point Oak Park was the biggest festival for the Guild. Because, mm-hmm. you know, only so many people can come to FOBAD, but that's a full-on block party.
So I want to give money to this, and I don't want to see the Oak Park microbrew go away because COVID happened. I hope next year it'll happen if we're there, because that was one of our greatest days last year.
Oh, dude, shit. I can't name 3 days better than that one.
Like Oak Park and Big North that same day.
Oh, dude, yeah, that shit was legit, man.
And survived to tell the story.
Man, that was my first Big North.
Mm-hmm. Same. So.
Yeah, I feel like that's a... I don't want to get into all the shit being canceled, but... Yeah, I feel like that's a rite of passage to end summer, because that's an August party, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that weekend needs to exist, man. So, yeah, we definitely support this. I'm going to fuck around and making me want to get one too, man.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, you get four. You get two tasting glasses. That's not too bad. A little fest going on.
I need a DigiFest under my belt. I have not participated in any, so.
I don't know if I would, like, join on the calls, but
well,
I might. I don't know. That depends on how I'm feeling that day. But cool. It's neat if any of these can mail, especially some of the remote ones that we may have traveled to or other people would have traveled to, if they can ship them. So that should be interesting if any of that logistic gets...
Because that's what you said. They shipped the one from the Guild. The Friday night flights.
Yeah, they delivered it, so... you know, that's all within the city, and probably, I don't know what kind of rules they were following there, but.
Okay, Goose, man. Goose needs to just deliver all the beer packages for Old Park Microbrew Review. There you go. I nominate Goose.
Yeah, there you go. They're going to have to figure out something for Black Friday, right?
Yeah. Unless it's curbside like fucking the Dark Lord stuff was.
There, what, they got hundreds of people waiting in line with the flu and COVID on Black Friday.
Oh, man.
We'll probably get, yeah, you know, can't think about that. That's too far away.
Yeah. I didn't think that through, man.
Crazy. Awesome. Well, anything else happening in beer world for you?
No, that's about it, man. Going to make a Wicked Weed. Paloma, you know, drink some other half beers.
Catch the Sox game here, right?
And watch the Sox game, man. I might try to find some pipe works, man. That's because I always gravitate towards them when I'm at the park. There seems to be like endless, you know, Blue Island and Pipe Works, I think, are the crews I probably drink the most when I'm there.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Just any reason or just?
Yeah, you know, you go to the craft cave. It's behind the outfield wall, and it's, you go downstairs to go to it, and you know, out of all the stuff you see, you're just like, man, it's so dope that all of these are local options. But then, of these local options, what have I not had lately? And so it ends up being one of those two. It's like, I like them, I don't get around to them, but I'm gonna drink them, so I'm gonna drink them here. I make a habit of drinking them there, you know.
Good call.
So,
all right, I like it. Well, awesome. Well, yeah, I'm gonna, you know, keep crushing my cans here. Maybe I'll put it on the monitor, my screen here, and have it going. Maybe I'll watch the game too.
You know, they're doing the starting lineups now, man. They call the Minnesota Twins. They're playing the Minnesota Twins. There's the Twin Cities. There's nothing particularly like twin, like St. Paul. I've been to St. Paul. I've been to Minneapolis. There's population gap is huge. There's not they aren't matching cities. I don't know why they're called the Twin Cities. And now I'm doing that shit with, like, the Donald does with his fucking hands.
Yeah, it was sort of like St. Paul. I was like, hey, us too. It would be almost if Chicago got divided, right? In, like, a north side, south side kind of city thing. And then we had two cities.
That's true. Yeah, whoever got annexed out of the Chicago name would want to be as...
important as, yeah,
they want to be as a part of it as much as Chicago is. Yeah, when you say it like that, yeah,
so they're like, yeah, we're here too, guys.
Hey, this is the Twin Cities, right, guys? No, bro, you know, all the teams are in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, so whatever.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, when you're not busy watching the Sox, where can people get in touch, find out what you're drinking?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad, Chicago Beer Pass, Chicago Beer Pass, Instagram. We're slacking a little this week. We'll get back to it. More podcasts. We'll probably get back together in the studio next week. Yeah, and just more stuff, trying to set up some interviews and staying healthy.
Hell yeah.
Take care.
Cheers.